I want to now bring it to a more personal level. Women are taking care of their parents and their kids and grandkids, but how can they do a better job of taking care of themselves financially and worrying about everybody else at the same time?
Sure. And that's, I will tell you, that's a really challenging question because women have just a natural tendency to put others before themselves. So to protect oneself and make oneself stronger, I've got like 8 bullet points I would share with our listeners. The first one is establish a budget or know what your family's household budget actually is. Don't keep winging it. Sit down on a rainy night and make a list of what's my income look like or my family's income look like, and then what are our expenses, and then what are our future financial goals. Most people wing it. Don't do that. Establish a budget. Mm. Number two, build cash reserves, whether it's for your children and things that may come up for them or for aging parents. Always have a cash reserve. Participate in your work 401k, 403b, retirement plans to the greatest extent that you can. That's the best money that you can save and that you can put away. Four, know what your income needs will be during retirement. And that's something you can do with a financial advisor. They can project your income needs for you based on what your expenses are. And that will also help you shape how you save and how much you save and where you save it. So take a look at what your income needs will look like 20, 30 years from today. Point number five, ferret out the financial needs of aging parents, even when they don't want to disclose it to you. You've got to start to push against that envelope. Because on some level, you have to assume that you might have to pick up some of this cost. As Americans now, you know, the average age life longevity of a senior male when I was a teenager was 67. It's 87 today. Mm. So you've got to be thinking longer term than our parents were thinking. They weren't saving for 87, right? They were saving for 77.
Right. That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. Point number six, teach your children well. Be transparent. Talk about things. Number seven, know what your backup plan is. If you have to retire before you planned on retiring because you need to take care of maybe aging parents, or you need to take care of an aging spouse or some other life event, you know, identify what the cost-cutting things might look like in your lifestyle. I'll give you an example of that, and this is really point number seven and number eight are combined. I always encourage folks, when I have a chance to talk with them one-on-one, to play the game once a year called Worst Case Scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, your parents knock on your front door tomorrow and say, we've run out of money. Or you get a call from their retirement community who says, we're looking at, you know, your folks' bank accounts and it looks like they're going to not be able to make next month's payment. You know, what are you adult children doing to make sure that canister gets filled up? Worst case scenario, what would you do? What could you do? And it's better to play this game before it actually really happens. So maybe you say to yourself, okay, Kevin and I, we could actually downsize. We could sell our house, move into something smaller because the kids are all raised, they're all grown, they're out, and then take some of that cash to take care of my folks. Or could my folks come live with us? Don't know. Let's take a look at that financially, let alone emotionally.
Yeah.
Or I've got a cottage in the back of my house. It's an artist studio. So maybe we put a bathroom in it. And we Airbnb it, and we raise some revenue to cover my parents' retirement home costs. Play the game, worst case scenario, once a year, because it's better to play it when you're happy with a glass of wine in front of the fireplace than when it actually happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
those would be the tips that I would say that'll help women do a better job of taking care of themselves mm-hmm. financially.
Yeah, that's terrific advice. It's funny how when you play worst case scenario in something like this where you're thinking about taking care of parents, you don't really think about it on a daily basis. But we all have car insurance, we all have home insurance. You know, we have health insurance because we may never need to go to the hospital, but it's there just in case you do. So I think this is just another bucket that we need to be thinking about and put it into that, like you said, the worst case scenario. If you need it, where are you going to get it from?
Right. These are the practical answers I would share with your listeners is what are the things I can do to make me stronger?
Yeah. Yeah. And sleep well at night. That's probably the biggest thing for
exactly.
most of us. Yeah. I think you've given our listeners a lot to think about and to, start to implement in their own lives. And look, we know that this is not necessarily unique to men and women, but one of the statistics I want to remind everybody is what you mentioned at the beginning is that 70% of the people that are going to be taking care of their aging parents in this country, 70% of them are women. So this really does resonate a lot with our female listeners. But if we have any men listening into this and you've heard and you think this information is great, which Susan did a fantastic job of putting it all together, send it to your wives or, women in your life or your moms or your sisters or friends that could really benefit from knowing this information. Susan, I can't thank you enough for everything you did for us today and the information you provided. I think it's going to make an impact in a lot of folks' lives who are listening into this. Thanks very much.
You betcha.
Thank you. So Susan Kay, again, from MFS Investments, Vice President and Business Development Consultant. And for our listeners, if you are a client of UBS, we always encourage you because as Susan mentioned, there are a lot of things that you need to think about financially, like putting together a budget, knowing your income needs. Speak to a financial advisor, like she said, and we always recommend that that's the best way to do that. They have the tools, they have the means to make sure they can make a plan for you. So talk to your financial advisors. And of course, if you're a client, you can get lots of information on UBS Online Services. From our studios in New York City, I'm Anthony Pastore. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you soon.